Hey, what's going on?
Welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 16. So what we doing, aka the Ing season. And this episode is titled Sing. And why is it called Sing? Because Sing is believing. You have to believe in yourself to the highest degree and to whatever you believe in for yourself to happen or what do you want to happen. You have to envision the type of success you want to have. That should be the ultimate goal. A lot of people, they have blinders on when it comes to that, and they don't know what form of success they want to have and how to get there. They're really blind to the fact and just blind to what matters. And for example, for me, like, I've been blind before because I couldn't really see, like, my progress at times and kind of see where I was going on my journey. Like, I was kind of at a standstill or just kind of stagnant. So I didn't know what everything was going to amount to. And it's our job to get out of those type of ways, because you're going to get stuck thinking like that and processing things in that way. You got to reset your mind in a way, so you can see clearly now that the rain is gone. Now I'm playing, but not so you can see the bigger picture of things, because you have goals and you have a lot of things you want to accomplish, especially your dreams that you have. So if you can't see in reality that what you need to do to get these things done, what exactly are you doing then? Because we can't allow ourselves to hold ourselves back. And sometimes you don't even see this. You don't see the signs, but they're there. We got to wake up and realize what's going on. Because you can be a hindrance in your own life. And then you also could be a hindrance on someone else's life that you don't mean to. You rather be a blessing than a lesson. And also in your own life, don't block your blessings. See the bigger picture in everything that is your life and other people's life. Because it's just like when you're driving, you have to watch other drivers as well. Just stay alert. Because you're driving for yourself, you're driving for other people too. So be aware. Be aware of what you're doing and what the others are doing. Because some people are there to harm you. Some people are there to help you. And you got to see which one you're willing to accept. Because no one's going to do it for you. You have to notice these things. Notice these patterns. Notice your own patterns as well. Because if it ain't broken, don't fix it. Maybe it is broken, but you don't realize it yet. So there's more work to do there than you realize. So you have to do what you have to do to get it done. Make that change. So like Michael Jackson said, but yeah, you have to ultimately look at yourself and see what you're doing wrong. See what you're doing wrong. And again, what works for somebody else may not work for you. So keep an open mind and see what things you can change slowly in time so you can see the ultimate end result. It's just like working out. You're working to get to a goal, to a small goal, to get to a bigger goal. So you can see the change. So you have to do that with yourself, with your mind. Don't be your own Debbie Downer. And don't be your own crutch neither. You cannot hold yourself back from this success that you envision. Nobody can get away with your success neither, so don't allow them to. So what do you see your dreams aligning with? Do your dreams align with your goals? Do your goals align with the path that you're on? And are these dreams that you had since a kid? If so, that's great. Like, you didn't give up. You're holding on. You're keeping that path. Like, you stay tough during the journey. Because a lot of people give up and they change their dream. Because ultimately you see, maybe it's not meant for you. Maybe something else is meant for you. So you got to apply yourself better. You got to work harder. And like for me, I try to work harder than what I did before. Now, I don't care what anybody else is doing or how hard they're working. I want to outwork myself. I want to be the best version of myself. Be better than I was weeks ago, a day ago. That's what type of timing I'm on. My only competition is me. That's what I feel like. I care less what anybody else is doing. Like, of course, if somebody's a motivational speaker and they uplifting me, yeah, that's cool. Like, and then I care about what they're doing, like, because it's help motivating me. But other than that, no, I'm in competition with myself. I'm trying to be great as much as possible in all fields that I align myself with or align myself in. That's part of my journey. It's step by step, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. I'm trying to get it done. And it all starts with you. We have to see what road are we on, so we can see the clearer path. Especially if we're on the right path or not, because the path you're taking can stop you from where you're meant to be, where you're meant to be going. You have to see the signs, just like when you're traveling. You have to see the signs. Look at the map. Your map might be, depending on what journey of life you're on, what season you're on in your life, your map might be different from someone else's. And that's okay. That's okay. You will be all right. Some things happen faster for others. We got to just stay the test of time and just move forward and use everything you have, all the abilities you have, actually use them. Don't just like, I'm doing the best of my ability. No, do the best of all your abilities. You have more value than you realize. Definitely know your worth. Know your talents. Know your gifts. Don't miss out on using them. And like, you could be helping yourself and you could be helping someone else with your gifts, your talents, whatever the case may be, because other people need motivation too. They can see you doing the things and they can have a realization right then and there. Like, oh, it's time for me to wake up. Like, I could have been doing this the whole time. Like, this person did this. Like, and they was in a similar situation like me. So, like, why not me? Why not you? Why can't you achieve your dreams as much as possible? Why are your goals not in your reach? And why do you think that they're not in your reach? Because when the going gets tough, what are you going to do? Like, when your back is against the wall, are you just going to give up and just cave in like, ah, you win? No. You're in this so you can win. You're trying to achieve the greatest amount of form of success for you that matters to you. Don't care what anybody else thinks. This is what you think, your form of success, your form of make adjustments along this journey that you're taking. No matter the season you're in, the sun is still going to shine. Sometimes the rain does fall, but don't let it overcome you. Break through it. Keep at it. Keep moving forward and working towards what you want to complete. Your success is really what you make of it. Your dreams can become a reality. You don't want to just have a dream and it's only something you see when you close your eyes. I don't know about you. I want to live my dream with my eyes open during the day, whatever. Not just at night. It's something I just envision. No, I want to become the vision. So I see it. Everyone sees it. Oh, he actually did it. Yeah. And shit, you can do it too. You just keep moving forward. Don't let anybody hold you back. Don't let anybody pull you back from your success. Because there are going to be people that ultimately try to stop you because they don't think that you're ready, or they're scared that you're going to leave them behind. No, they can get the same amount of success as you as well. They just have to see it for themselves. Seeing is definitely believing. You have to believe in yourself to the highest degree you do. Like, if you don't see it, you won't believe it. Like, it's just going to be a thing where it's like, oh, I don't know. Well, shit, somebody better figure it out. Because you can't keep going, oh, I don't know. I don't know this. I don't know that. Like, come on, man. You're getting tired. Like, the shit's getting old. So what do you need to do? You have to figure this out. Like, sometimes you have to, your vision board, you need to keep tracking your mistakes. What didn't work? So you can find out what is going to work for you. Stop letting things get in the way of your vision. Stop letting things get in the way on your path to keep you away from your vision. You have a vision. You have a vision board for a reason. You have a vision board not to be bored. So apply yourself, apply these different things. There are many tools out here. Reading is a great tool. Like I said, reading is fundamental. There's many things you can read. You can listen to books, audiobooks, to get you where you need to be. There's so many things we can learn, and it's information out there that we just have to attain and apply to, no matter how you gather it, by listening, reading, whatever. And shoot, write it down. Take notes as you are listening or reading along. You don't know what type of change you can have. Like, it really speaks volumes about a person when they actually do these things for verbatim, not just because, like, oh, I did it that day, but that's all I had. No, you have to get of it all you got. No matter you're tired, just like when people work out, like, they get tired, but some people still keep going. You have to keep going, no matter if these things tire you out or not. You have a plan in your life. Don't let it go to waste. Don't let your dreams go to waste. You're supposed to be mountain movers. Do you want to move hills or do you want mountains? Yeah. It's fine to move a hill, but the ultimate goal is to move a mountain. Get over the hump and move forward. So you can say you did it. Like, go out there and get it. Don't let anybody stop you neither. Like, in the course, again, I keep saying, do not allow yourself to get in your own way, because that's a lot, man. A lot of things you can do without realizing, like, subconsciously, you do things without even knowing. And that's terrible. But you got to find your equal part of that, or the safe zone of it, because you can't keep getting in your way and, like, rooting against yourself. You have to root for yourself. Like I said, in season one, you have to be your own cheerleader. So say whatever chants and admirations as well, to uplift yourself and motivate you to get you where you're going. Nobody else is going to do it but you. Figure out your mantra and see if your mantra aligns with your mission. Everybody has a mission statement for a reason. Everybody have code. So does this thing that you see yourself as, is it worth the time that you're putting in? Are you surrounding yourself with the right people? Like, are you really locked in when it comes to you and what you want to complete, what you want to accomplish? I'm going to leave you with this. A wise man once said to me, how could you see something for yourself if you were blind the whole time? And that might confuse people. Blind people do have goals, but when you're blind, your other senses are heightened. So that shouldn't stop you from getting what you need to do. From getting it done. You can't be your own way of what you want to accomplish. This is the Amber Air Podcast. This is season 16. I mean, this is episode 16. You can follow me on Instagram at JR to the Throne, TikTok Relatable Nostalgia, YouTube Air Gaming, and also the group YouTube is 90210 Gaming. And definitely listen to the group podcast Blurred and Beyond. Well, guys, great things happening for season 15. And also, we're working on a gaming channel for that and recruiting people for collabs with that, because you're essentially an honorary space ranger. So, hey, stay tuned for more. Y'all be blessed. It's all love. All right.